This is Ted Kennedy. Congress and the president are facing a showdown on civil rights. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the hottest issues on Congress's plate this month is civil rights. Actions essential to reverse a series of negative decisions by the Rehnquist Supreme Court, giving a green light for job discrimination by business against women and minorities. The battles for the soul of the Republican Party. All Senate Democrats support the anti-discrimination bill, but President Bush says he'll veto it unless it's watered down to let employers keep using insidious job discrimination schemes. Republican senators are increasingly upset with the administration's hardline tactics. There's a good chance to override a Bush veto. Your vote can make the difference, Al. No one's talking quotas, so your threadbare Homer Simpson quota rubbish won't wash. We're talking about ending job discrimination, not requiring job quotas. Republicans like you can't just stand there, Al, while the party of Lincoln turns its back on civil rights.
The party of Lincoln isn't trashing Clarence Thomas. Democrats are. Too bad you don't take Lincoln's advice. He said, "The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. As our cause is new, so we must think anew and act anew." It means, Ted, knock off the political grandstanding and the twisted rhetoric which you blab solely to somehow make people think Democrats care more about civil rights than Republicans. That's also a form of racism, and you know it. We need a fresh, new, and honest look at our nation's civil rights policy. Gone are the days when one minority, any minority, is treated more fairly with special rights over everyone else in the country. We already have some darn tough anti-discrimination laws on the books. Now it's time to fight for fairness and the freedom of individuals of all races, one American at a time. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.